On the bottom of your Gimel Amud Beis. Chetzed Molel. How do you rub the ears of the grain to get out the grain? Abaye Mishmeder of Yosef Omer Chada Achada. You do one finger on one finger. That's shinui from what the normal way of doing is between your hands, all together. Rav Avya Mishmeder of Yosef Omer Chada Atarta. You could even do one finger on two fingers. Rav Omer Kivin the Mishani Afilu Chada Kulu Nami. Since you're making a different shinoi, you could do it even with your on your whole hand. Ketzad minapei. Oh, do that the next thing. Let's see Rashi first. Ketzad molel biyontif. Da amorin leil molim malilos. It says on yontif you're allowed to rub the ears to get out the grain. V'ha vadei shinoi boy mi uvde dechol. You have to do it in a way that's not the natural way to do it bechol, because otherwise it's an uvde dechol. Chada chada ben godel etzba, between your thumb and your first finger. That's how you rub them between your fingers. Chada tarti ben godel shtei etzbosot. And Rav Avya says that you can do it with your thumb against two fingers. That's also okay. Okay, and the normal way of doing it is the cloud, do it with your whole hand. Okay, ketzad min apeach, omer rav ad barava, omer rav. Right, in the case we said, amrin le'el le'mocher min apeach miyad liyad b'shabbos. This on Shabbos, you... what's it called, can't be molil malilos, but you, what's it called, you already do it from before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you blow away the chaff. How do you do that? Omer Rav, Omer Rav Adar Barav, Omer Rav, Minapeach Mikishri Esbosov Lamala. You put the grain on the top of your fingers, and you blow off the chaff. Mochu Alobim Arova. So they laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael. Even the Mishani, Afilu Bekula Yodah Nomi. Since you're making a shinui anyway, so you could do it in your whole hand. Elam Rebelozer Menapea Biyodo Achas Uvechol Kocho. The shinui is, you do it with one hand, you blow it through one hand, and you could do it even with all your strength. Mikishri Asvosov Lovakapo. You don't put the grain in your palm and blow it off. You keep it on the tops of your fingers. Okay. And the other man, the Omer, says, no, it's enough just to do it in one hand, and that's enough of a shinui. Okay. B'shamay Omrim, tavlin idochim b'modach shel eitz. Right? The fact that you're allowed to grind spices on yontif, basically we'll see that they're spices that if you would grind them erev yontif, they'd lose some of their strength. So you're allowed to grind them on Yontif. And the Rishonim, Achronim, all speak about the fact that L'chora Tchina, which is the Av Malacha of Kotesh, of this Dicha, is also on Yontif. You can't be Tochein, what's it called, on Yontif, because that's what's it called a Malacha before Lisha. And only the Malachas from Lisha and on were Mutter. So how would they matter to be Tochein Tavlin? Whether it's going to lose some of its strength or whatever, what difference it makes. So many say because of this that tchina is only awesome in the Rabbanan. Now it's really malachas ochel nefesh, all the malachas, kotzer, everything would have been mutter. Except the malachas that are normally done a lot for a long time and not done for that day, the Rabbanan asked. But where it has to be done on yontif, even if it's a tolda, those malachas is mutter. But there seems to be Rishalmi that says it's not like that. It's also min haTorah. That anything before Lisha doesn't go into the klal of Ochel Nefesh. And if that's the case, it's very difficult to understand how they were matir these things here, which are part of the malach of Tchina. Okay, so Beishamei Omrim, Tavlin Nidochim B'modach Shal Eitz, you're allowed to grind spices in a wooden, what's it called, a wooden grinder, and salt only, not in a regular mortar and pestle, but a pach and eitz hapor. It's a complete shinli. It's not the normal way. Because salt doesn't get ruined. You could grind the salt days before, and it's the same thing. Right? So since salt doesn't have to be done on yontif, you're still allowed to do it on yontif, because it's considered ochel nefesh. Things that are machshirei ochel nefesh, that are only accessories to Ochel Nefesh have to be done, something that had to be done on Yontif. It could have been done easily Erev Yontif, you can't do it. But Ochel Nefesh itself, even if you could have done it Erev Yontif, you can do it on Yontif. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to shecht, things that are mamish Ochel Nefesh, not machshiri Ochel Nefesh, you can do even on Yontif, even if you could have done it Erev Yontif. So Melach is not considered machshiri Ochel Nefesh, it's mamish Ochel Nefesh. Salt is a necessity. And the other spices are considered machshiri Ochel Nefesh. You could eat things without spice and spicing them up. Salt is not like that. And therefore, it has to be something that if you would do it on Yontif, wouldn't do it on Yontif, it would lose some of its quality.
What is it
called? What? Because the Torah uses that lashon. Achashiye ochel lechol nefesh, right? Somebody who's going to eat to satiate his nefesh. His nefesh is what's satiated when you eat. So if you serve your appetite, it's lashon haTorah. Lashon haTorah is yeh ochel lechol nefesh. Okay. Ubeishilal omrim tavlin dochem kedargon tavlin, which will get ruined if it will be less effective if you do it erev yontif, that you can do regular. Vahamelach b'mother shaleis, and melach is enough to be mishana to put it in a wooden one, not one that's made of cheres, which is a normal thing. Rashi, moduch hubuchna, moduch is the the mortar, I guess, or the pestle, which is the srit stick. Wow, that's a pestle. Okay, so that's a pestle. Shemakin bo kedarko ve'ein tzor shinui. You can use the regular pestle. You don't have to make any shinui. Avo b'melech b'mokom sheish melech gasa v'pach shel cheres yiduchnu v'lo meducha. But melech needs two shinui. One in the what's it called? You need a shinui in the mortar. You don't use one of cheres. You put it in a bowl of cheres, not in a regular mortar. O be'etz porer kaf gedola shekorim pukya the melech boy shinui. Melech, you have to make a shinui. U'midmorim first time. We'll explain why melech is different than regular tavlin. Why by melech you have to grind it in a different way, in an unusual way, and the tavlin you can do in a regular way. The hamelech the mother shall age shinui boy. Avosogi b'hai shinui zuta. Melech needs a shinui, but even a small shinui is good enough. That you what's it called? You do it in a wooden thing instead of a cheres thing. Okay, so it says the kulei alma mias melech boy shinui. My time. Why does melech need a shinui and other things don't? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda, chadam or kolakteris kulon srichus melech. Ve'ein kolakteris srichus tavlin. One says, because you know you're going to need salt, everything needs a little salt. So therefore you should have done it erev yontif. You shouldn't wake up on yontif and decide you need salt. You know from before yontif that you need salt. So if you waited for yontif, you have to do it with a shinui. Ve'chadam or kolakteris mefigin taimin, melech ein mefigin taimin. The other one said, no, all other spices, if you grind them erev yontif, they lose some of their taste. But melech doesn't make a difference when you grind it. It still retains the same taste all the time. Therefore, the other tavlin, tzorich yontif, to wait till yontif to do it. But melech, you could have done it erev yontif, and you wouldn't have any bad effect. So therefore, if you do it on yontif, you have to have a shinui. My binayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? That either the reason that you knew you're going to need salt, so you should have done an erev yontif, or if you did an erev yontif, it's not going to have any adverse effect. What's the difference between the reasons? Ikabinayu, the yoda mike de raboy lipshule. Right? You knew what you were going to cook on yontif, and you knew what spices you had to have. So if the reason is by melech, because you knew you need salt, here you knew you need the tavlin too, so you just have to do it with the shinli. But if the reason is because it gets, the taste deteriorates, right? Gets worse, gets less. If you grind it erev yontif by a tavlin, then even by a tavlin that you knew you were going to need, you still can grind it without a shinui. Inami b'marika. Right? Marika, l'chora, does not, it's like salt. Rashi kolak deris, kol minei tav shel trichos melech. All things need a pinch of salt. Hilkach mi esmal havi yodid, yiboy le'educha. You should have known yesterday that you're going to need salt, You should have grinded the salt Erev Yontif. The ain kol akteru, and therefore if you do it on Yontif, you have to do it with a shinui. The ain kol akteru sirchus tavli. The adam eni yodea mayala b'libo lecho mocher. You don't know that you're going to need spices the next day. Not everything needs spices. So if you decided to eat something on Yontif that needs spices, right, we can't tell the person you should have ground the spice yesterday. You know that you're going to, whatever you're going to eat needs spices. Not true. Methigim time. And the second reason is that salt doesn't decrease its flavor if you grind it earlier, and other things do. Memirin tamanim yaducha me'esmo. Right, the taste decreases if you, what's it called, grind it erev yontif. Reicho lo nomer metagimin lo pog. Right, it doesn't decrease. It doesn't fade away. So Mar says, what's an upkamina? The yodam yesu maiktera boy lipshule. Lishna kama boy shinui. Lishna basa lo boy shinui. If you knew what you were going to cook on Yontif, and you knew it needed spices. So according to the first reason, you'd have to grind the spices before Yontif. And if you grind them on Yontif, you have to make a shinui there too. According to the second reason, you still don't have to grind it before Yontif because it'll decrease the flavor. So you, what's it called, can still grind it on Yontif without a shinui. Inami, tavlid shomarika. Another nafkamina is the spice called morika. Sheyesh kederish metablin also mekarkom. The eno mepik time of yirch liyodyom. This is saffron. Saffron, if you grind it before yontif, doesn't lose its flavor. Behulo haviyod hayod amayivashem ocher. He didn't know he's going to need saffron the next day. But lemaisa, if the first reason, since you didn't know dafka that you're going to need it. So you can grind it on Yontif without a shinui. But if the reason is that you should have ground it the day before because it doesn't lose its flavor, then it's like salt. Lishna basra boy shini, lishna kama lo boy shini. Okay. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Koha nidochim, nidochim kedarka. All things that are ground, you can grind them without a shinui. Vafilu melech. And even melech. Aymar says, "V'ha'amris melech boy shinui." We said in the Mishnah that melech does need a shinui. Who the amr ki aytana? No, he also like a different tana that even melech doesn't need. The Tanya, amr of Meir lo nechleku beishamay beisil al nidochin shenidochin kedarka u'melech imohem. That anything that you grind, you can grind without a shinui, even and salt can be together with it. Lo nechleku elo ledochin b'fnei atzma. Shilas only. With grinding the salt by itself, not together with other things. Sheveshamei omri melech bepachu ve'etz aporer. Veshamei says you have to make a shinui gadol. You have to do it in a pach and an etz aporer, two shinuyim. Litzli avalolik deira. And you can only grind a little bit of salt at a time. The amount that you would use for tzli, but not the tremendous amount you would use for what's it called, for cooking meat. Right, you can do it with anything. Where says bechol dover sokadaitach, ema lechol dover, you could salt for anything, even a lot at a time. You could grind the salt. Rashi. Imohem melech v'tavlin ke'echad. If you're grinding salt and other spices together, that's okay. You only have to make a shin if you're grinding the salt separately by itself. Lo nechleku el ledochu b'fnei atzma k'darka k'shar tavlin. Then there's a machlokas, how much of a shinu you have to make by the salt if you, what's it called, grind it by itself. But if you grind it together with other tavlinim, you can do it all without a shinu. Bepach uve'etz haporu, agdei shinui v'lo kedarko. Uvitzli, the hainu dover mu'ed. You need three shinuyim. The shinui in what you grind it in, what you grind it with, and how much you grind. That's what Beishamai says. The chol dover sukkah. And Beisil says, no, one small shinui is enough. And you can do it a lot, as long as you make one shinui, either what you grind it in or what you grind it with. But not, you don't have to do both. The chol dover, afilu b'dover shei nitl b'shabes. The chol dover, mashra, anything, even something mukta. Right? Ela lichol dover. Vafilu l'kdeira. You can grind a lot, too, as you would normally salt meat for cooking. V'al korcha k'darka amrei. Kechol derech shitas hashas. Dalma nechleku dumya delo nechleku dumya delo nechleku komer. Lo nechleku ala tavlin umelech ke'echot shinidochin kedarkon. That's what we learned. They didn't argue, Beisham Beisil, that you can grind spices and salt together without any shinoi. Al man nechleku, on what do they argue? Loduch kedarka al melech b'fei asma. The machlokus is only by salt by itself if you can do it without a shinoi. Shebeishami omrim, b'pach b'shinoi, v'od machmer l'shliva l'tera. You have to make a shinoi in the way you do it and how much you do. You're allowed to do it without a shinoi. I'm going to explain this. And basically, it doesn't mean no shinoi at all. There has to be a small shinoi, according to Beis Hillel, a big shinoi, according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says you can only do a little bit, and Beis Hillel says you can do a lot. Okay. Omer le Rav Acha Bardla lebrei. Rav Acha Bardla said to his son, Ki daiches atzli atzluye. When you grind salt, right? Rashi says ki daiches melech atzli atzluy v'doch. Put the kli on its side, so it's a shinoi. It's a small shinoi, right? You're doing it with the normal kli, but you're not doing it the normal way. Hate hameduch al tzida. Take the mortar and tilt it on its side. The sovra kishmuel domri dochas kedarka b'mother shalevet. He holds like Shmuel that you're allowed to use a regular stone mortar. You don't have to use a mortar of wood. Miu shinui zuta boy l'shinui. You have to have a small shinui. So the small shinui is to do it in a little bit different way than you normally. You put it on the side. Okay? That's why when we grate things or whatever on Yontif, the small shinui is to do it not into the regular bowl that you do it, to do it on a plate or on right onto the table or whatever. That's enough of a shinui. The way that it's done is your mishan a little bit. Rav Sheshes shama kol buchna. Rav Sheshes heard that somebody was crushing something, was grinding something. Okay, yeah. Omar hai lav migavoy de beisoy havi. This is not from my house, right? Because my house, they know that they don't do this on Yontif. Or it says v'dilma tzluya atzli. Maybe they were grinding it in a way that was mutter with a shinui on the side of the kli. The shami David Sol Kole, no, that it sounded like they were doing it normal. Because if you do it on the side, it doesn't make the same noise, the same sound as if you do it on the side. Versus Dilma Tavlin Havi, maybe it was Tavlin you're allowed to do normally, not salt. Only salt you have to do a shinui. But Tavlin you're allowed to do regular. Versus Tavlin Nebuche Mendabech Kolei. No, when you grind spice, it sounds different than when you grind salt. Right? It sounds like a bark. Right, when you grind tavlin, but salt has a different sound to it. Rashi, ki daiches melech atzli atzli v'doch hatei hameducha altsida the sover kishmuel the omri dochas kedarka v'mother shel evan umiu shinui zut boy lishnu. You have to make some small shinui when you grind salt, and you have to put it tilt the mortar. Kol buchnu meduchas melech. So. Rav Sheshes heard that somebody in his neighborhood, next apartment or wherever, was crushing salt. He said, it's not from my house, because in my house they don't crush salt in a without a shinoi. So Mar said, how do you know there wasn't a shinoi? Right? Hai lav migave de bisoi hai. Yodeani she'en ze besot beisi. I know this is not being done in my house. Shosarti aleim lovdus v'mother shel evan below shinoi. Because I, in my house, I told them they can't grind salt in a stone mortar without making some shinui, putting it on the side. So Mar says, well, maybe they were doing it on the side. And that's what he heard. He says, no, David Sol Kole, the Ilu Make Bahashmot Balachson, Loya Kole. So if you were doing it on an angle, it doesn't have the same, deep sound. The Dilma Tavlin, maybe they were grinding Tavlin, which you're allowed to do without a shinui. Sheinu Tzrichin Shinui. The Vuche Menabach. Sounds like barking when you do tavlin, but salt doesn't have that same sound. So he knew they were grinding salt. He knew they were grinding it without a shinui, and he knew in his house they didn't do that. Okay, later. Tana Rabbanan, ein osin tisni ve'ein kochim machteshes. You can't make tisni. Tisni is where you grind the grains into many parts. Rashi, Enos and Tisni Biyontif. She Torah Godlu, She Kote Shachitin at Shenechliko Echadli Arba, Karmir Moy Cotton. Tisni is where you separate each grain You crush it into four parts. So that takes a lot of work, and it's an extra tircha on yontif. You don't do that. You don't make tishni on yontif. The ain't kochim ateshes, and you can't use a mortar. Can't crush things in a mortar. So Mora says, tarte, Rashi, shnei dvorim yeshkan, lo zed dom lezed. He told me two things that are not similar. Tony ain't osim tishni, hachilka v'dais, a shaper dom. If you only separate it into two parts or three parts, that's okay. Just the four parts is extra tircha. So mashma, you could use a mortar. Just you can't crush it in a way that you crush it into four parts. The ain't tircha maruba, but the two to three parts are not such a big bother. V'hother tani ain't kochim klal. After that, you say you can't crush it in a mortar or anything. So it's two things that contradict each other. First, you said you can't make tisni. Then you said you can't crush anything altogether. So which is it? Hachikoma. Matam ain't osim tisni. Why can't you make tisni? Why can't you grind up grain on yomtif, right? Into many parts, into smaller parts. Lefisha ain't kochim machteshes, because you can't use a mortar. You can't end a chanami. You can't even make it into two or three parts. But just telling you, you can't do this. The reason is you can't use a mortar. Versus lema ain't kochim machteshes. Why does that have to tell me then anything about tishni? Just tell me you can't use a mortar to crush things, and then four parts, eight parts, one part is all awesome. So it's itani ain't kochim machteshes. Havi amino hani milo machteshes gedola. I would think you can't use a big mortar, because that looks like you're doing it for many days, not just for yontif. So it's marzayim. Av machteshes ketana ein meshaper dami. If you use a little mortar, where it's clear you're only doing it for today, that should be mutter. And the reason that it's also is not because it's an extra tircha, but because it's what's it called, looks like you're doing it for the next day. Kamash malah, no, the reason is because it's tircha, and therefore you can't use any mortar, even a little one. Ay, v'hatanya, the Brisa says, ain't kochim achteshes gedola, aval kochim achteshes tchana, right? So it says, the Brisa says that you can't use a big mortar, but a small mortar you could use. Ain't a chanami, a small mortar you could use. Amar Abaya, ki tanya nomi masnisa, machteshes gedola tanya, ain't a chanami. That other Brisa also, when it says, ain't kochim, it means taka with a big one, not with a small one. Versus v'lema ain't kochim, v'anoya dada, the sulo misavetisne. If you can't grind in a mortar, surely you can't make tisni. So why do you have to say both? Stam machteshes, and a stam mortar is a big one. The small one is the unusual one. Avoktana ema shaper dami. So if I only had that you can't grind, I might think it's only in a big one. So it comes to tell me you can't make tisni even in a small one. Afilu tisni. Avoktana ema shaper dami afilu tisni. Kamash malon ein osin tisni klau. Tisni you can't make even in a small one. But if it's not tisni, you can do use a small one. That's what we're saying now. L'fisha ain't kochim shum k'tisha machteshes. You can't bechlal use a mortar. V'hach machteshes al karkach lo shno gedol lo shno k'tana. Right? There it doesn't make a difference, big or small. Minitoni reishe ain't osin tisni klal. So the fact that it says you can't make tisni at all, right, means that you can't even use a small mortar. So now we're thinking that you bechlal can't use even a small mortar for anything. But the reason it said tisni is to let me know it's talking even about a small mortar. Somebody said, but the Brisa says not like this. I'm a kosher miktana, davi kalachri yadein ala tablet. Right? You can use a small mortar because that's only used for spices and it's only used for an amount for that day. Somebody says, kitanya nomi masnisa, l'el machteshes gedola tanya, ena chanami. When the Brisa before said it's aser, you don't use a mortar at all, it's only talking about a big mortar. Below teva matam kamar elatar tiktani, and it's not one thing; it's two separate things. V'achi kamar einos and tisni klal tibatana. Tisni is a tircha; you can't do that even in a small mortar, because to grind it up into four parts, that's extra tircha. The ein kochin shar ketishas nafeshes kagon daisa, but other kinds of things to grind up cereal, right, to two parts or to three parts, right? That's okay. As long as you use a small mortar. Stam machteshes, big dola kamayri. That's only also in a big one, but a small one is takamukh.